from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 3 o'clock. I'm Erin Vogt. Topping our report this hour, it is life in prison for a Plainfield man who has been convicted of murdering his pregnant ex-girlfriend. 46-year-old Shakir Tyler, who has a criminal record, was found guilty back in February in the 2021 deadly shooting of 35-year-old Taisha Webb outside her Edison home. The victim is survived by five children. A harrowing scene at Hershey Park in Pennsylvania, where a 9-year-old child died on Thursday after a water incident at the in-park area known as the Boardwalk. Hershey's reps say lifeguards saw the child in distress and performed an immediate rescue, but the child did not survive. The Pentagon is considering a restructure of Picatinny Arsenal in Morris County, which could see up to 1,000 jobs transferred out of state. Republican Assemblywoman Ora Dunn of Morris County is now urging U.S. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth to visit in person. Picatinny is Morris County's third largest employer with a workforce of about 6,000. Dunn says the feds plan to dismantle certain functions at Picatinny Arsenal, put military innovation, jobs, and national security in jeopardy. New Jersey News brought to you by Peter Michael Law, personal injury attorney. Is New Jersey born and raised and a warrior in the courtroom? Follow at Attorney Pete and get more info at petermichaellaw.com. An international study finds that a four-day work week is linked to better mental health.
The report, published in Nature Human Behavior, shows less burnout and better job satisfaction among workers with abbreviated work weeks. Researchers conducted a six-month study involving nearly 3,000 employees at more than 140 businesses in the U.S., Canada, New Zealand, Australia, and the U.K. The study showed workers were more effective on the job when given a four-day work week and reported better sleep and less fatigue. I'm Sarah Lee Kessler.
And federal regulators on Thursday approved Paramount's $8 billion merger with Skydance. The stamp of approval from the Federal Communications Commission comes after months of turmoil revolving around President Donald Trump's legal battle with 60 Minutes, a cornerstone of Paramount-owned broadcast network CBS. Earlier this month, Paramount agreed to a $16 million settlement with the president. And J1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. Staying sticky for Saturday, Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. The ingredients are there. Intense heat, rich moisture, strong lift. Let's see where thunderstorm through this evening, and let's see just how strong the winds will be and how much rain will pour out. Eyes and ears on the sky through this evening. Now, we'll see scattered clouds after storms exit this evening. It'll be fairly muggy overnight, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, a much better weather day. I'm actually going for a dry forecast, partly sunny skies. Highs come down to the mid-80s with moderate humidity tomorrow. Sunday's going to be pretty steamy, and we'll have to deal with scattered rain and thunderstorms from morning through midday. That'll break up in the afternoon, then mostly cloudy, highs in the lower 80s. We'll be right back in the 90s again next week. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Somerville 95, Asbury Park 93, Woodbury 96, fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather brought to you by Edison Infinity. Edison Infinity is now inside the Edison Nissan showroom. Two great brands, one beautiful location on Route 1 in Edison. To celebrate, new customers get $49 oil changes the entire month of July. Stop in and experience it for yourself.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.